This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. How do we protect the health of our hearts? Good question, and one that needs answering because heart disease is our, what, number one killer. What we need is a board-certified cardiologist who also believes in the healing power of plants. Why plants? Because, as you'll soon discover, that's where the healing is. Dr. James Markham is founder-director of HeartWise Ministries. He also happens to be a board-certified cardiologist. Dr. Markham, what do we need to know today?
Yeah, Charles, there's so much I want to talk about today, and I want to give some evidence-based approach behind it. You know, this isn't the stuff that's just been made up. I want to talk about specific foods that help people with specific problems. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know that we want healthy foods to prevent problems, especially staying away from high-fat, high-protein diets. But we have now in cardiovascular disease specific things that we can offer that will help the heart even more. Mm-hmm. And that's either derived from a plant, whether that be an herb, or specific foods that I recommend for my patients. And I want to tell how that might help, how that might help do well, and give some practical things that people can do that might have heart problems that can take some of these substances in and might improve their health.
I hear you saying you're telling us what you'd actually tell a heart patient sitting in your office.
Yes.
Okay. You know,
modern medicine has its place, Charles, and sometimes they'll come in and they'll have a weak heart, for instance. And people with a weak heart, the body makes more of the stress chemicals.
Yes.
They make more adrenaline, you know, angiotensin goes up, different other stress chemicals go up, and those stress chemicals actually make the heart weaker. Mm-hmm. So any stressful situation is going to make the heart weaker because it makes the stress chemicals, whether that be pain, whether that be worry, whether that be guilt, whether that be depression, it makes the stress chemistry go up, and the stress chemistry hurts the heart. So we have medicines that block that. Of course, we want to do other things that block that as well, but there's some specific herbs and foods that really I want to talk about just a little bit. Mm-hmm. For instance, a person that came to me the other day, and he had a very weak heart because he had lots of blockages in his heart. We were actually thinking about doing a transplant. That was how weak it was.
Wow.
And he kept getting into heart failure, but his blood pressure was low. It was about 80 to 90. Mm-hmm. So we really couldn't give him anything medicine-wise to block stress chemistry. And the heart's weak, and that puts a stress on the heart, so the body makes more chemicals to help him. So one of the herbs that have been studied very well is this herb called hawthorn, okay? Mm-hmm. And they use that quite a bit in Germany and other countries. We don't use it as much here. But the studies have shown that this hawthorn is a substance that makes the heart beat stronger. It also helps the blood vessels dilate a little bit, so the heart has to pump against less pressure. Mm-hmm. And so it actually makes the heart do a little bit better. And also, there's some studies have shown that it also helps prevent dangerous heart rhythms. Mm-hmm. So people use that for a variety of different heart problems, including a weak heart, blockages in the arteries. They even use it for blood pressure reduction as well. It's interesting how they make this herb. They make it from flowers and leaves. They sold it as a prescription medication. They've done this in Europe and Asia for years. Mm-hmm. The studies have shown it actually helps that. And actually, the best studies they've done are where they do these double-blinded studies. Yeah. And they've actually done some double-blinded studies on patients diagnosed with heart failure. And they show that when they've given hawthorn, their ability to do bicycle testing has improved. And one study has found that it's just as effective as taking the medicine captopril in improving the exercise. So I thought that was pretty neat. And the dose they usually recommend is about 300 milligrams and it usually takes 6 to 8 weeks to improve the heart. But in people, they say that that is a possible alternative for weak hearts. They say it's well tolerated, but you still have to keep an eye on it. Now, it has some advantages because it does a lot of different things than the medicines do, and it has a little bit better side effect profile. It lowers your risk of having some of the bad side effects, and I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
on that thing called hawthorn.
Yeah.
So that's one of the herbs that I think is very helpful in people that weak heart. Now, someone asked me, well, if I had a strong heart, would it benefit me? No, it wouldn't benefit you if you had a strong heart. Mm. And remember, these herbs are medications that just come in a little bit more natural form, okay? Mm-hmm. So that was a very useful thing I wanted to throw out there. Now, I recently visited my friend, Dr. Esselstyn, up at the Cleveland Clinic, mm-hmm. and I sat through his course about reversing heart disease. And he published an excellent study in the Journal of American Family Practice showing how he reverses people's heart disease. And one thing that he told me, you know, and I found out through the studies that he showed, is fats are very bad for the arteries.
Mm.
And there's several doctors that have proven that when you take a lot of fat in, it keeps the arteries from dilating. And one of the best examples I had is I had a fellow that came in the other day. He is 40 years old, and he was having impotent problems. And he says, you know, I want this medicine called Viagra.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I don't know. Tell me about your life. He was seeing me because vascular disease can be a sign of heart disease, you know, and one of the first organs that go bad is the sexual organs. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, listen, tell me about your diet. He ate a really high fat diet. And then I started telling him about the studies at the University of Maryland that had been done on people that ate high fatty meals and how the arteries could not get bigger. And I go, well, maybe this is happening in some of your arteries. And I said, why don't you just for 10 days, get rid of fat in your diet, go to a whole food plant-based diet. And also, I want you to focus on eating greens, okay? He said, well, what type of greens? And I said, well, collards, sprouts, greens. Eat things like kale. Eat things that are green. Spinach. Eat things that are green. And he says, well, why that? Well, first, that'll give you a substitute for eating the fats.
Yes,
and secondly,
yes.
It helps make nitric oxide production increase in the body.
Yes.
Nitric oxide is that magical chemical that a few doctors won the Nobel Prize that helps the integrity of the blood vessel, that makes it expand, that helps it do better from numerous different chemical pathways. I go, and greens seem to have that at high amounts. And also I like greens because it has chlorophyll in it, and it helps the bowels move quicker. So if you do eat bad food, it helps move things through a little bit quicker, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Chlorophyll helps detoxify the gut a little bit, helps the bowel flora. So it helps a lot of good things. So I said, well, why don't you eat greens, a handful of greens, 3 times a day, get rid of that, and come back to me in 10 days and see how things are going. Now, he was not having any heart symptoms at all, but I knew if it was going to help his reproductive organs, it would also help his heart organ as well.
Absolutely.
So he gave it 10 days and he came back, you know, and he says, Dr. Markham, you'll never believe this. I go, well, I would, because I've heard the story before. And he says, you know what? I can raise the flag. And I go, bingo, buddy, you figured this out. And, you know, and as a practitioner, Charles, when you see those miracle studies come back to your office, you know that there's something to this. I'm sure it was getting the fat out of his diet, but I like to think it was the greens helping those arteries get bigger as well. And also there was this side effect called healing beliefs.
Yeah.
If a person believes it's going to happen and there's science behind it and there's godly science behind it, what more powerful treatment than you have in this. So I encourage to improve the vascular health of the body for people to eat more greens, okay? Mm-hmm. Less fats, more greens, whether that be kale or whatever green or spinach or, you know, Swiss chard, whatever green you like, try to eat greens. I started to buy these big containers with mixed greens. I eat them raw, just put a handful in my mouth. If you need to put some balsamic vinaigrette or some lemon on it, that might help it more. But I don't eat it necessarily. I eat it like a prescription because I know it's going to help my nitric oxide levels get better.
Well, you know, what's amazing to me is this was a 10-day study. This wasn't a 10-month or 10-year. This was 10 days later.
You know where I got that from, Charles? I got that from Daniel and his friends.
Mm.
Remember, at a short period of time, they were 10 times smarter when they ate the right foods. Same type of process going on.
Wow.
You know, these healthy foods seems to improve blood flow, improve inflammation, helps all parts of the body. And, you know, this was a very important part for this 40-year-old.
Yes.
But, you know, the brain's important too. too. Yes. So, you know, everyone can benefit from this. So very healthy food is greens. Now, I don't know if we have more time before break, Charles, but I got a few more I want to add as we go on.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side of our break. We've talked about hawthorn here and more greens and no fat and how fast it works. Man. Okay, we'll take a short break, and when we come back, more with Dr. James Markham, a cardiologist, by the way, and we're talking about heart evidence today, heart evidence that can make our hearts healthier. So stay right where you are.
Hi, Pastor Perez.
Well, hi, Hannah.
Why are you sitting here in an empty church?
Oh, I love to listen to Mrs. Peterson practice the organ. So soothing. And what are you doing here on a warm Wednesday afternoon?
I wanted to ask you a question about last week's sermon.
Okay.
You said that prayer is really important, right?
Right.
Well, if God knows everything about us and knows exactly what we need, why do we need to pray?
Wow, Hannah, I am proud of you. You really listened to my sermon. I'll bet you're thinking about the text I read in Matthew that says that God sends rain on both the just and the unjust, those who love him and those who don't. The just pray, the unjust don't. But both receive the gift of rain.
So if God is going to do things for us anyway, why ask him for stuff? It would be like me saying to my mom, please give me breakfast. She's going to fix me breakfast, whether I ask for it or not, because she loves me.
Exactly. Your mom and God act out of love, and love doesn't require anything of the other person. So maybe asking God for things isn't how we should always pray. What do you do when your mom fixes you a delicious breakfast?
I say, hey, thanks, Mom. Great oatmeal.
And?
And that's what I should say to God. Thank you for your blessing.
Now you're on the right track, Hannah. Our prayers should reflect our gratitude for the many blessings God has given us, even when we don't ask for them. Sometimes we get so busy wishing for things we don't have that we forget to thank God for the many blessings we've already received.
The next time I pray, I'm going to do a lot more thanking and a lot less asking.
And I'm going to thank God for young people who actually listen in church. That's a real blessing.
This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Dr. James Markham, a board-certified cardiologist. He's also founder director of HeartWise Ministries, and we're talking about hearts today and making yours and mine as healthy as they can be. He mentioned an herb that seems to be very powerful, hawthorn. I've heard about that. We have some downstairs in our kitchen. Also, we have the more greens idea. The more greens you eat, the better your blood vessels can dilate and things can move around. Also, by lowering the fat, there's a lot of reasons for that. We're not getting into them in today's program, but just trust me, there's a lot of reasons for that. Now, Dr. Markham, what else do we need to know about keeping our hearts healthy?
What I'm trying to do today is give us a specific different prescriptions. Of course, we want everyone to eat a well-balanced diet,
but these
are some specific things that a person with a weak heart or a damaged heart can eat to improve its function, much like or even better than a prescription. And we have science that backs it up.
Yes.
Now, you're not going to hear a lot about it because there's not many drug companies promoting these things, you know, but hawthorn for weak heart, greens for everything. The next thing is foods that contain omega-3 fatty acids, Charles. Fatty acids are substances in certain foods, and I'll talk to you about the best foods for that, but they lower triglycerides, they help the blood, they thin out the blood, they have anti-inflammatory effects, many good things. Now, too many omega-3 fatty acids, some people claim, can harm the immune system, okay? But the ones that I say that come from a plant-based system of omega-3s, I don't think have that kind of effect. And the things that are high in omega-3 fatty acids, which could help inflammation, lower your triglycerides, make the blood thinner, are things like almonds, walnuts, and here's one of my favorites is flaxseed. Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you put one or two tablespoons of flaxseed on your oatmeal in the morning, you're pretty much covered with a specific treatment that will help your heart.
And let's make sure, Dr. Markham, we say that's ground flaxseed, right?
Right. Yep. Ground flaxseed. You just put it on some one or two tablespoons. That helps lower your triglycerides, helps inflammation. It helps your platelets be thinner. And it's a great way of a specific heart food that does you great benefits. Now, I wish, but we'll never have, the studies that compare putting flax on your food versus an aspirin.
Yes.
They'll never do with that study. Or greens versus this medicine. Or hawthorn versus this medicine. Head to head, study to study. Mm-hmm. They'll never do those studies because of what the results might show.
Yes.
And, you know, it's sort of different. But what I use in my practice, I try to use the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I tell people to specifically, if they have heart problems, specifically want to take these substances with omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. Another thing that's very important is fiber. Hearts like to have fiber. Fiber helps many different things, but specifically, it really helps lower the bad cholesterol, which is called the low-density lipoprotein. So lots of fiber. And some people get that in oat bran or anything that has fiber. Psyllium, a lot of people have that. But anything that has fiber is going to help the cholesterol levels, help your heart out a lot. And I like to think it helps in ways with the gut flora. The gut flora is happier, so it's an anti-inflammatory. The gut flora is happier, so your brain's happier, so there's less depression, anxiety, which also damages the heart. So, but by having fiber helps improve the gut flora, so there's many benefits from fiber that we don't even see. So that's a very good one.
You know, I've often said that fiber is like the garbage trucks of the body. They go in there and they load up with all the bad stuff and take them out of your body.
That's exactly right, Charles.
Yep. Yep.
Now, one of the foods that everyone thought helped out a lot, garlic. I could find no studies that garlic helps the heart to any significant degree.
Okay.
So I can't specifically say that a person has a heart problem should be taking garlic. But I can say they should be taking fiber, greens, omega-3s, and if it's a bad heart, maybe hawthorn.
Yeah.
Now, another one that I thought very interesting, and the studies were pretty strong on this, was a lot of people have bad veins, and we call that venous insufficiency. They might have swollen veins, you know, that they might put a lot of fluid in there. And there's an herb called horse chestnut, and it has very strong studies on it, and it contains a chemical called Escin, E-S-C-I-N. Really, I was able to look at 14 different trials that studied 1,000 people, people that had nothing, and the other group ate horse chestnut for the treatment of bad veins, okay? And after that study, they said that horse chestnut's treatment were just as effective as wearing compression therapy in decreasing the size of volume in the legs as far as retaining fluid.
Wow.
And also showed that symptoms like leg pain and itching, redness was also reduced, and the side effects were very uncommon. And that is something that the Germans have been using for years for venous insufficiency. Now, what do we use here frequently is we use, I use, you know, compression stockings, diet, elevating the legs, getting up and moving every hour. I think those are great ways to help venous insufficiency.
Yeah.
One of the bad ways that I've seen is people getting fluid pills. Okay. I do not like people taking fluid pills for bad veins. It just really doesn't make sense to me. So here's a specific food, an herb that people can eat that can take and help this chemical Escin that can help the veins do a little bit better. And I think as we get into the literature, it's very, very interesting on all these things, Charles. Very interesting.
You know, Dr. Markham, I am just sitting here amazed, as I often do, talking with you. Here is a medical doctor talking about hawthorn and horse chestnut and omega-3 fatty acids, flax seeds, and fiber. Dr. Markham, do you have any idea how valuable you are to the world right now?
Well, it is. And, you know, I would love it, Charles, to take thousands and thousands of patients and compare them. You know, this is the ones that do it traditionally, and these are the ones that do it more what I call a biblical technology, yes. But it's real. You know, the chemical changes are real, and that's what I try to tell my patients. These changes in the body are real. Here's the science. Yeah. You know, here's the science behind the medicine, but here's the science behind my hawthorn, my greens, my fiber, my horse chestnut. Here's the science behind it. Mm-hmm. And as you do that, the people believe in it, they start doing it, and then they have strong results. And it's just amazing. And I continue to look through the different foods, the different treatments that I can give people with the heart problem. Now, of course, if you don't have a heart problem, all the things we told you today, the only thing I wouldn't do would probably be hawthorn. But people that have specific heart problems, I tell them, this is your prescription. Take this, 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 and this. Yeah. They say, well, what about garlic? I say, well, no studies on that. So you know, I don't think it's going to hurt your heart, but there's no studies that showed it help it. And I sort of review these one at a time. And as I've gone through the studies, I realized that, you know, God knew what was best when he gave us the diet that we eat. And it's not only a treatment for disease, but it's a way to prevent disease, Charles. And as we gain more information, we're going to find other information. And one of the times we have to talk about coenzyme Q10. Yes. That's another supplement that's out there. A lot of controversy on that as well. But we can actually eat foods with coenzyme Q10 in as well. And unfortunately, the statins are a class of drug that depletes that. Yes. So in some people, maybe they shouldn't take the statin, you know, depending on what their risks are. Yeah. So all these are very interesting things that I'm glad we get to talk about HeartWise. And I encourage patients to go and learn about it yourself. If they want to go to our website, heartwiseministries.org, I'm happy to go there. Charles, do we have time to talk about some more, or are we running out of time
here? Well, I want to make sure that we make something clear here, Dr. Markham. You said that some people shouldn't take statins. You're not saying stop taking statins if you're taking it. What do we need to do if we're taking statins? We have a question about it.
Well, that is very much individual, okay? And I tell people that are taking statins, it's all about the risks versus the benefits. And for instance, this is in my practice. If I have a patient that's doing well, eating a whole food plant-based diet, exercise, having their brain on good, their cholesterol levels look great, I don't think they have a great benefit from a statin. Okay. Statins do have side effects, myositis. They can damage the liver. They contribute to dementia. We don't really know what they do long term. We also know that some people on statins have liver function problems as well. So it's all about the risk. So that person that's eating so well, doing so well, doesn't have a large amount of risk. So I think the statin risk would be greater than the benefit. And I would explain this and give them the option. And, you know, now other cardiologists don't practice this way. Now, if a person continues to smoke cigarettes and doesn't want to eat very good and doesn't want to take good care of himself and their cholesterol level's high and didn't want to eat my greens and didn't want to, you know, do this kind of stuff, then for him, the benefit of the statin is probably worth the risk. So it's very individualized based on how the patient wants to handle their health care. And I said, do we want to get at the cause or just treat symptoms? And unfortunately, some people decide, no, I just can't do that. And that's always a challenge, Charles. What do you do with the person that won't do what you know is right? And what I try is I try to love them and not judge them. I say, well, I'm going to pray for you, but let's just do one thing. Can you do one thing for me? You know, can you just do this? And then maybe I can get to the point where we can add this on. So we always keep encouraging them and loving them and trying to meet them where they are. Give them the knowledge that they have if they want to take that. But even if they don't, can't do it right now, at least try to plug into a system where you can gradually pray for them and pray that God will change them and find one thing that they can do today.
Boy, that is exactly the way God loves us, when we come to Him full of sin, full of disease, of our habits. God loves us and says, let's take these steps together. Let's start now and just know that through it all, I love you. That is a beautiful way. That's a beautiful prescription for health, Dr. Markham.
It is, Charles. And I'm just so glad that we have been blessed with the ability to help people do better. It's really an honor and a privilege to be used to help people learn more. Not that we're always right, but we do the best we can, Charles, to give accurate information that's unbiased, that's biblically based.
All right. Dr. Markham, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing. Thank you.
My pleasure, Charles.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. James Markham, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.